Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In the book of Genesis, we find the first prophecies of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's go back to Genesis. We often say that the seeds of all theology can be found in Genesis. So from a perspective of the Bible, are there a couple of passages in Genesis that you would go to when you would like to point to Jesus Christ being the Jewish Messiah?
Absolutely. I would say that the very first one goes back to the first prophecy of the Messiah in the Word of God, and that's Genesis 3:15, where God, speaking to the serpent who had deceived the woman, who in turn deceived Adam, which led to the fall of them. God says to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." From the book of Revelation, that this serpent of old is actually the devil himself. And so if you look at the offspring of the woman being the one who actually defeats Satan, there is no one that can defeat Satan but God, and the offspring of the woman, therefore, must be ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ, who we find in the scriptures later that this offspring is God himself. And then later in Genesis chapter 49, as Jacob is blessing his sons, he says to Judah, "You are he whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you." That's a sign of worship. And in verse 10, it says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah." That is a matter of ruling. That's a matter of the kingdom, a kingdom prophecy concerning an offspring from the tribe of Judah until Shiloh comes. And interestingly, even though Shiloh is a name of a town, it's related to the Hebrew word for shalom, which means peace, which once again, there will not be any peace until the scepter from Judah, representing the millennial kingdom, shall be in place on the earth. So it's very clear from the book of Genesis that Jesus Christ is the one to fulfill those prophecies, and he is the Messiah.
David James, with a look from the Bible at the first prophecies of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2 gives us 168 verses of prophecy pertaining to the birth of Jesus Christ, the long-awaited Jewish Messiah. Those prophecies on the coming of the Messiah actually begin in the book of Genesis. In all of the Bible, there are over 300 verses of prophecy foretelling the Messiah. All, by the way, fulfilled by the God-man, Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...